Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the new feature in the Read2Go Daisy app for your iOS device, whether that's an iPod Touch, iPhone, iPad or iPad Mini, so that if you download a Daisy book from a service such as Vision Australia through Safari on your iOS device, you can open up and actually listen to that book, all done on your iOS device from Safari going to Read2Go. So first of all, let me say that I'm currently recording this on my MacBook Pro, in this case without my mixer, because I just wanted to get this demo out since it's so cool. And I've currently got my iPhone 5 locked, and of course I have VoiceOver activated on my iPhone 5. So the first thing I need to do is unlock my iPhone 5, so I'm just pressing the home button.
239.
And let me find the unlock button down towards the bottom of the screen.
Slide to unlock.
One finger double tap
to unlock. Slide to double tap. IA writer. Double tap to open.
And just a quick note to do with VoiceOver gestures. Of course, you can drag your finger around the screen to find the item you want, or you can do a one finger flick left and right to find the item. Once you've found the item, you can then do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate VoiceOver. And what I've done previously is that I've actually added a shortcut to the, in this case, the Vision Australia iX Online Library service, and that's an icon on my home screen. Otherwise, I would have to go into Safari, go to the address bar, and with the on-screen keyboard, as I did when I set up the shortcut, type in http://i-access-online.visionaustralia.org. Okay, but for the moment, if I just touch the screen to find the iAccess shortcut in my case.
iAccess.
There it is.
Double
iAccess.
Tap to open.
One finger double tap to open.
Web page loaded. Safari loading. Skip to main content. Lip forward. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, and I've just quietened the voice by doing a two-finger touch on the screen. Now I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Vision Australia iAccess logo. Link. Image.
Okay, Vision Australia iAccess logo link. One finger flick to the right.
Welcome David Woodbridge.
Okay, so as you can tell, it says Welcome David Woodbridge, which means I've already signed in to the iX service previously. So let me keep doing a one finger flick to the right.
Sign out button.
Okay, that's the sign out button.
Main menu, heading level 2, landmark start.
Okay, main menu, heading level.
Find, currently selected, visited, link, list start.
Now this is the find link, and that's if I wanted to find a book that I could then download via the direct link, which before you could only use on a PC or Mac, but because of the new function in Read2Go, we can now take advantage of that download direct link now on our iOS devices. I've already previously searched for a book, so all I need to do now is go to My Loans. So let me do another one finger flick to the right.
My Loans. Visited. Link.
And there's the link
list
for
start.
My Loans. One finger double tap to open.
My Loans. Visited. Web page loaded. Skip to main content. Link. Skip to main content.
Two finger touch on the screen to keep it quiet. Now I'm going to do a two finger rotate around to headings.
Volume. Punctuation. Hints. Headings.
Okay, there's
four
headings. And it told me there's four headings on the screen. One finger flick down.
Main menu. Heading level 2. My Loans. Heading level 1. Items on loan. Heading level 2.
So let me now do one finger flick to the right.
These are the titles you currently have on loan. Type, link, table start. Title, link, author, link, due date, link, format, link, actions. Book, image, title, Thomas, the Tank Engine, link.
Okay, there's Thomas the Tank Engine. The reason why I chose Thomas the Tank Engine, besides the fact that I actually like the book, is the fact that it's 6 megabytes. So for this demonstration, it's a nice size. So one finger flick to the right again.
Author, Audrey, Wilbert Vip, Timothy, Andrew, narrator. Due date, the 9th of July 2013. Format, Daisy Audio. Actions, download now, link.
And that's the one we want, the link for direct download now. So I'm going to do one finger double tap to activate that.
Download now. Web page loaded. Preparing download. This may take up to 30 seconds. Web page loaded. Your download should commence shortly.
And you can hear voiceover ticking. And if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Address, 51%. Edits the URL.
I touched on the address bar.
91%.
And that's giving this percentage. Web page
loaded. Untitled.
Now, here's the very exciting bit. Now, if I do a one finger flick to the right.
Address, HTTP, reload, button, search. Search field, open in, ellipsis, button.
Okay, open in.
Open in, read to go, buttons.
And there it is, open in, read to go, which of course I previously installed on my iOS device, in this case the iPhone 5. Now I'm going to do one finger double tap to open Thomas the Tank Engine on my iOS device via Safari, and it'll go into read to go. So let's do that now. One finger double tap.
Open in, read go.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay, so it's opened up Thomas the Tank Engine in Read to Go. It's opened up the book screen. So if I one finger flick to the right.
Navigation. Button. Set bookmark. Button. Settings. Button. Previous section. Previous phrase. Play pause. Button.
Okay, there's the play pause button. Let me do one finger double tap to start playing Thomas the Tank Engine.
Play.
The Tank Engine by the Reverend W. Audrey. Funding for the conversion of this stocking book title.
Okay, one finger double tap to stop.
Pause.
Now that is truly amazingly cool as far as I'm concerned. It's a great way now to get direct access to Daisy books, particularly for us in Australia from the Vision Australia Library. Let me just do one more demo with a newspaper. So just keep things nice and tidy. I'm actually going to return Read to Go to the main bookshelf screen. So I'm touching the top left-hand side of the screen.
Bookshelf. Button.
One finger double tap.
Bookshelf. 3. Heading.
And again, just to keep things tidy, I'm pressing the home button to come out of Read to Go.
iAccess.
And as you can tell, it's come back to iAccess. So I'm going to go back into iAccess. So one finger double tap.
Safari. Skip to main content. Link.
And when I've gone back into iAccess, remember, because I basically reactivated the link that I saved to my home screen, I've gone back to the main page, in this case of the iAccess Online Vision Australia Library Service. So if I touch towards the top of the screen again.
Address, HTTP, one finger flick to the right. /reload, search, skip to main, Vision Australia, welcome David Woodbridge, sign out, main menu, find, currently selected, My Loans, visited, link, list
okay,
start.
Back into My Loans.
My Loans, visit, web page loaded, skip to main content, link.
Your finger touch to keep it quiet. Now, I've already subscribed to a number of newspapers in the iAccess online service from Vision Australia, so I'm going to make sure that I'm still on headings, so I'm going to do a two-finger rotate.
Links.
That's links. I'm going to do a two-finger rotate counterclockwise.
Headings.
There's headings.
Four headings.
Four headings again. Now, this time, I'm going to go to my subscribed items for the newspapers. So one finger flick down.
Main menu, heading level 2, My Loans, heading level 1, Items on Loan, heading level 2, Items matching your subscriptions.
Okay, Items matching your subscriptions, one finger flick to the right.
Items matching your there are new issues available that match your subscriptions. Type, link, table start, title, link, issue date, link, format, link, actions, newspaper, image.
Okay, so it's a newspaper. So as you heard before with Thomas the Tank Engine, it said book image. In this case, it's saying newspaper image. One finger flick to the right again.
Title. The Sydney Morning Herald. Link.
The Sydney Morning Herald.
Issue date. The 11th of May 2013.
The issue date. The 11th of May 2013.
Format. Daisy text.
Format. Daisy text. Remember Thomas said Daisy audio. One finger flick to the right.
Actions. Read now. Link.
Now that's a read now link. Now if I was to one finger double tap on that, I could actually read the inside Safari just using VoiceOver directly on the web page. Okay, but for the moment, I want to directly download it. So one finger flick to the right.
Download now link.
There's the direct download now link. And let's do it. One finger double tap.
Download now. Web page loaded. Preparing download. This may take up to 30 seconds. Web page loaded. Your download should commence shortly.
Okay, touch the top of the screen.
Address. http://daysionline. iAccess online. visionaustralia.org/content/direct-download.
Now, as you could tell, content IDE. By the time I actually had time to touch on the address bar, because it's just a straight text version of the Daisy book for the newspaper, it downloaded very quickly. So let me do one finger flick to the right.
Reload button, search, search field, open in, ellipsis.
Okay, there's our open in again.
Open in read to go button.
There's read to go, and let's do it again. One finger double tap to open in read to go.
Open in bookshelf button. Section news.
Okay, so that read out the first section, which was news. Let's do one finger flick to the right.
Navigation button. Set bookmark button. Settings button. Previous section button. Previous phrase button. Play pause button.
Okay, play pause button. Let's do one finger double tap to start playing the Sydney Morning Herald Daisy book.
Play. Section news. Subsection general. Headline: Gattaleri sentenced over McGurk murder by Kate McClymont. Without exchanging a word or even acknowledging the other's presence, former boxer Lucky Gattaleri and his one-time assistant Sinead Kominick sat side by side in the dock. Pause.
Okay, one finger double tap to pause. Let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Bookshelf button.
One finger double tap to go back to the main bookshelf for read to go.
Bookshelf 4, heading.
Okay, so if I flick through my bookshelf screen now, one finger flick to the right.
Edit button, selected, title button, author button, latest button, search button, Central Coast Express, wed.
That's a newspaper I've downloaded previously.
4 past midnight.
4 past Stephen midnight.
King. Sydney Morning Herald.
This is the Sydney Morning Herald.
Saturday the 11th of May, 2013.
Okay, one we just first accessed.
Edition, selected, Thomas the Tank Engine.
And there's Thomas Red the Tank Audrey. Engine. Okay, so two books I've downloaded from the iAccess online Vision Australia service. Okay, I'll just press the home button to exit out of read to go.
iAccess.
Okay, back to iAccess.
Double tap to open.
And that completes this demonstration of accessing, in this case, the iAccess online service from Vision Australia by using the direct download now link for both Daisy books and Daisy newspapers. I was able to, via Safari, in this case on my iPhone 5, to download, open up the Daisy book with Read to Go, and start reading the book directly with Read to Go on my iPhone. So that really does make it a portable service. You can do everything you like on the iPhone without actually having to use a PC as such. And just remember that initially I set up the http://i-accessonline.visionaustralia.org as a icon on one of my home screens to directly access the iAccess service. If you also want to do that yourself, you basically go to Safari, type in the address, go to the website, put in your member number and PIN, and when you're on the website, then you can go to Utilities and use Add to Home Screen, give it a name, and that will add, in this case, the iAccess web page to your home screen as an icon. So that completes this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.